What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Howard Long, executive director from the Licking County Historical Society, about a huge event that will go down in history Saturday, June 28th in downtown Newark. Howard, give us the scoop on what you guys are doing.
Oh my gosh, well thank you, Kelsey, for the opportunity. We'll be celebrating the 200th anniversary of the Ohio Erie Canal. On July 4th, 1825, at Licking Summit, which is now in Heath, you'll see a monument on 79. If you're heading towards Buckeye Lake, it will be on your left. On July 4th, the governor of Ohio and the governor of New York were present to put the first shovel in the ground. This was considered the highest point between the Ohio and Lake Erie. And that's where they decided to do the groundbreaking. And after that, then they went up to the Great Circle, which at that time was the fairgrounds, and had a massive celebration. Over 8,000 people attended, and it was quite an event. But what we're going to do is we're going to have it this year at the Canal Market District on Saturday, June 28th from 10 to 3. We'll start promptly at 10, between 10 and 11:30. We're going to have the Newark High School ROTC Color Guard present the colors. We're going to have the National Anthem performed by Mary Miller. And then we're going to have the invocation by the Episcopal Bishop of Southern Ohio, and there was an Episcopal Bishop 200 years ago that gave invocation. And then we'll go into the welcoming addresses. We're going to have the Mayor Jeff Hall of Newark to speak, and then we'll have the Mayor Mark Johns from Heath. We'll then have County Commissioner Tim Bubb, and then we'll have Todd Clydesmith, the Executive Director of the America 250. And then we have the honor of having Governor Mike DeWine give a speech from Ohio. And then we'll do the retiring of the colors. And then from 11:30 to 12:30, we're going to have historical reenactments. We are going to have, we have the original speeches from July 4th, 1825. Jeff Gill will be presenting the words of Thomas Worthington. And then we will have Stephen Hughes that will present the governor of New York, DeWitt Clinton, in their speeches. And then when we finish up with that, we're going to have story time with Sarah Harper. She's a local author who is going to read her newest book called Sweet Sonora, an Ohio Canal Story. And then ongoing up until 2 o'clock, you'll be able to visit our vendors underneath Canal Marketplace. We're going to have additional stories for families. We're going to have a scavenger hunt that's going to be put on by Licking County Players, and they're going to be dressed. You will have to go up and visit them, and they're going to tell you the story of Wheelbarrow Justice. They're going to tell you the story of the first canal boat built in Hebron, Ohio, called the Lady Jane, and you might even get a story of Gingerbread Row. We've also created a very commemorative map that outlines all the locks from Millersport all the way through up into Toboso. Aaron Kearns will give a speech on the locks and how it worked here through Newark. We also have a canal boat contest, and you'll be able to vote. The community will be able to vote on the canal boats to pick the winner. I think at this time we have about 9 people that have entered into the contest, but there's still time. If it's something that you're interested in, please contact the Historical Society, and I will guide you on the way. And then also at the Second Street Building, you'll be able to view some artifacts. We have some historic photographs. We'll also have the map down there, and Larry Stevens will give an explanation. But also in there is Hey Babe's Bakery, and they're going to be making special gingerbread cookies for us. It will also be a dressed-up actor down there that's going to tell you the story of Gingerbread Row, a very interesting story that happened between 1st and 2nd Street. But gingerbread and whiskey went really well together. And then outside of the works, you'll be able to explore the historic Canal Lock Number 9 and view the lockkeeper's house. We'll have some educational programs down there for kids and families, obviously canal-themed activities, and there'll be water table and some period children games. At 2 o'clock, you're going to come back to the main stage under the pavilion, and we are going to have the Licking County Players perform period songs from the canal era. We've got about a half a dozen very interesting songs. And then we're going to have Joy Dance Studio, and you'll be able to see some dances that took place in the early 1820s. And then I will have final remarks, and I will thank everyone for coming. We really have been working on this event now for a better part of a year and a half. Very excited to be able to offer this to the community. The unknown for us at this point is how many people are going to show up.
Well, it sounds like you've got something for everyone. And honestly, how often does 200 years come around?
I will not be there for the next one.
What do you hope that people get out of this event, Howard?
Well, it's educational. And, you know, our goal was to recreate what took place 200 years ago. The only thing that didn't happen is that we did put in an invitation to the governor of New York, but unfortunately, they declined to be present. That would have been like the absolute carrot on the cake if we were able to have that, because then we would have actually done a reproduction of what took place 200 years ago. But we have a wonderful event. We're honored to have the governor of Ohio come to our event and be part of it. It is still going to be an historic event, and we're so excited.
This is probably the most historically accurate event that you can attend. And Howard, how much does it cost to come?
Free to the community. Everything's there's no charge. We just want people to come and enjoy. If you don't know anything about the canal, it's a great thing to come and see. I mean, Buckeye Lake, we would probably not have it if we had not had the canal. So a lot of historic things happened along the way.
Saturday, June 28th, it's all going down in downtown Newark at the Canal Market District. Howard, is there anything else coming up with you guys?
The next big project that we're going to launch is going to be on Friday, July 25th, at Final Fridays in downtown Newark on the square. We will officially be launching the Passport to Licking County, Ohio. We have 46 historic sites for you to visit throughout the 25 townships, and there is a challenge question that goes with each site that you must answer. The first 250 people that complete this challenge we'll get a special commemorative challenge coin that has the courthouse on one side and then America 250 on the other side. And this program starts July 25th of this year, but it's going to continue all through next year because next year is officially the 250th anniversary for the canal. But the way we're looking at it is this really officially started on April 18th with Paul Revere's ride. And then April 19th was the beginning of the American Revolution. So we want to celebrate the 250th here in Licking County. Even though our state will only be 223 years old, we played a vital role for the community, and we're very excited to be able to offer this program.
Well, thank you for giving us the scoop on everything, Howard. Is there anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, just thank you for giving us the opportunity to be able to share this with everyone. If anybody has any questions, they can reach me at the Licking County Historical Society at 740-345-4898.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.